That's funny. I thought I heard people laughing in here. No, I'm kidding. I came over to give you a Willy Lump Lump special, a little concoction that I've whipped up myself. It's a half a bottle of scotch, half a bottle of bourbon, half a bottle of gin, half a bottle of rum, and with a black widow spider riding the olive sides. You just drink that right down.
Oh, won't that make me sick?
You'll help.
Hi, I'm Bob Newhart. I'm happy to say I was around and part of something unique in television called the Dean Martin Experiment, a show where the star never rehearsed. True, he'd come in at the last minute after the rest of the cast had worked and slaved all week. And for the most part, he did everything just once. Oh, sure, he'd goof now and then, but the public seemed to love it. It became known as the Dean Martin style, nice and easy. And for comedians, what a great straight man, even without a rehearsal. I'll show you what I mean. Here's a bit we did together that first year of the NBC series back in 1965.
Do you have a private room of some kind I'd like to discuss returning a gift?
Well, is it underwear, sir?
No, it isn't underwear. See, my wife bought me a toupee for our anniversary, and I'd like to return it.
Well, do you have it with you, sir?
It's under the hat, yes, sir.
Well, what model is it, sir?
I don't know. I don't know what model it is. It's the crew cut with the widow's peak.
Oh, our Mr. Wonderful model.
Whatever you call it.
Well, could I see the item, sir?
I'll show it to you in just a minute. There's some people coming. Just. Don't stir me. Just. They have they gone by?
Yeah, yes, they've gone by.
See, there it is. See, the problem is, I notice people on the street. They start laughing at me as I come towards them. You know.
Well, it certainly makes you look years younger.
Thank you very much, sir. But see, they still laugh and. See, we went to this party, and I bent down to put some cheese dip on this cracker, and the toupee fell into the cheese dip. And everyone quit having cheese dip.
Huh?
Maybe a laughing matter to you, sir. It's not. And the hostess started crying, and
hostess?
And the hostess, yes, and we spent about 2 hours trying to fish it out of the cheese. So, anyway, I took it home, and I put it in our washer-dryer, you know. We have one of those with the windows, you know, and there's another problem. See, the kids like to sit and watch it.
They like to watch it go up?
And, see, they're mad because I'm returning it.
Now, would you want a full exchange?
Well, I'd like a straight man who didn't laugh. No, I don't want the full exchange. What I'd like to get is a real cheap one I could stick in the washer for the kids.
Well, did you know your wife was getting it for you, sir?
Well, I didn't. Well, looking back, of course, see, one morning she came in with this piece of paper and she told me to put my head on it, you know, and she traced my head, but she'd never tell me what it was for, you know.
Well, exactly. What is your main complaint?
Well, the main complaint is it doesn't do what, you know, you say it's going to do.
Well, that particular model is guaranteed to stay on in a hurricane.
Well, I know it stays on in a hurricane, but see, We're from Iowa, and you know we really don't get that many hurricanes. Mainly, I wanted to stay on when I go down for the cheesecake.
Well, of course, if you wish to exchange it, we'd have to have the price tag.
You're sure you worked with Jerry?
Yeah.
But our stuff wasn't this funny.
Can I use your phone?
Oh, for heaven's sake, yeah.
Honey, listen, you want to call the Hennessy's and ask them to look and see if there's a price tag in the bottom of the dish?
You know, I owe a lot to Dean. He not only gave me my first show as his summer replacement, but I was a regular on his variety show. And what a good time we had. Dean was dependable and unpredictable. You could depend that he was going to show up, but you could never predict what was going to happen. I remember one time I said to him, "Dean, you're Italian, I'm Italian. Isn't it wonderful, Italians working together?" The next week, he had on Gina Lollobrigida.
You enjoy in America? You like America?
Oh, I love America.
E perché
it's the
why?
It's the only place in the world where you can get a good pizza.
Good pizza what?
But there is one thing I don't understand about America.
All right, you ask me. I know everything about America. Just you ask me.
Why is everyone so crazy about baseball?
Why?
Huh?
Well, that's our national outdoor sport, baseball.
In Italy, the national sport is love. And it's much, much better.
Why?
You don't even need a uniform.
Well, here, you know, the men play and the women watch.
Oh! How is possible?
How is possible? Well,
confusing,
I know,
huh?
It's confusing, but well, it's the simplest game in the world. Yeah, let me show. Oh, could I have a bat, please?
Oh.
Thank you.
What is this stick?
Well, this is a bat, see? Now, first of all, the main idea is to get to first base, you know?
Oh, that I understand. Same as in Italy.
Listen to this little contest of Dean's and see if you think that anyone would take it seriously. Do you know that a lot of people did? And to everyone's surprise, I mean, we couldn't believe it when the post office delivered to Dean 27 piano tops.
You know, incidentally, we've had over 375,000 entries in my mystery voice contest, and nobody, and I mean, nobody has recognized my mystery voice yet. So, listen close, because here it is again. This is the last time. Not this. This is the mystery voice. Listen.
Ever since that night, we've been together, love at first sight. And forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night.
He says, "Doobie doobie, I'm gonna die." How can anybody end a song with doobie doobie? Now, come on, out there in television land. Somebody must know who that cat is. So you just send in your entry tonight. It's easy to enter. You just tear off the top of your piano and send it in.
Do you know, I used to study Dean. I tried to figure out what technique he was using to look so relaxed and natural. Actually, he was genuinely relaxed and natural. And he was a great listener, so the unexpected never threw him. Not even when Goldie Hawn started delving into philosophy. This was a first meeting for Dean and Goldie, and there was instant chemistry. I was there. It didn't take Goldie long to get Dean involved in a very deep deep discussion.
What?
Oh, it's just wonderful having you on my show. I've always wanted to get to know you and find out what you're really like.
Oh.
Yeah, because whenever I watch you on... I watch you on television, you're always pretending to be so dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not pretending. I really am dumb. Yeah, I am. You know, and what's more, I'm proud of it. Dumb is beautiful.
You're proud of being dumb?
That's right. I mean, now, did you ever stop and think, who are all the people that cause all the trouble in the world?
I give up. Who?
The smart people.
Smart people.
That's right. And who are the scientists and the statesmen and the generals who run all the government, make all the wars, and the dumb people? No, the smart people.
That's right.
Another question. Look at air pollution. I mean, who invented the cars and the machines that cause all that?
The smart people.
The smart people.
Yes.
And what's the major problem confronting today, confronting our universities in the...
The smart people.
That's it.
You know, I never thought of that.
That's because you're dumb like me.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, and then there's the overpopulation crisis.
Well, now you just wait a minute and hold on there, Goldie.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame that on the smart people. I mean, dumb people have just as many babies.
Yeah, but they can't count them.
I know that.
I'm with you, Goldie, but what can we dumb people do about this
thing?
Well,
now, this is the question we all have to stick together.
Yes.
I've said that before, didn't
I? Probably why I heard it. Go ahead.
In fact, you just formed a national organization.
Organization?
Yes.
Why did you cheer up?
It's called the DDA.
The DDA?
Dumb Dumbs of America.
Oh.
Yeah, it costs $5,000 to join, and we never have any meetings. You don't get membership... membership privileges. You don't even get a membership card.
Well, gee whiz, a person would have to be real dumb to join an organization like that.
Exactly. That's how we weed out all the undesirables.
What did you say?
I said that's how we weed out all the undesirables.
You said that just the same as you did the first time. And that ain't being too dumb. Well, doesn't your organization have any activities at all?
Yes, we went and did a...
You went and pulled what?
A dum-dum march. A dumb people's march in Washington.
And what happened?
Well, we got lost.
You got lost?
Station breaks were a special treat. Whatever the nonsense, Dean went through with it. But just once.
Station break. Oh, coming up is a station break. And, oh, we got such surprises for you. I got something real different tonight. This act came all the way from the Follies Brigere. Or Brigere, that's what you got. In Paris. She's a beautiful bareback rider who's going to ride a horse with no clothes on. So you better send your kids to bed unless you want them to see a horse with no clothes on.
As most of you probably know, I'm a dancer, and dancing more than anything else in the variety field needs rehearsal. Well, every dancer who appeared on Dean's show always got his or her own spot and plenty of rehearsal time, of course. But when it came to that moment on the show we were scheduled to dance with Dean, well, we dancers knew there'd be no rehearsal. The audience knew it, and more than anyone, Dean knew it. So what'd we do? Well, we winged it, yep. In front of all those millions of viewers. And what fun it was, because Dean was always up to the challenge and never let any of us down. When he preferred to just sit and sing and let someone else do the work.
Nothing but blue sky from now on.
Watch closely in this number to see Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and all the dancers lead Dean around as they shout instructions and push and pull him in all directions. Dean just stayed loose and went with it. Proof that the leading man can be led just once on camera.
Pat your toe, you meet your partner, promenade home. Bird turn, couples out to the right with the bird in the cage and three real pins. Bird hop out and the crew hop in. Circle four, he goes again. Change the right hand, play to the left hand round. The point of the line is sheet comes round. The front wheel off the bumper stump, the hole in the floor, damn bunch up. And the man, you left and right, your bar goes right and left. Hurry up, boys, the door is snow. Chicken and bread band, big enough belt. Meet your partner, brown egg home. Meet your honey, you pat her on the head. You don't like this, give your cornbread. First, gin, out of the light, the swing old Adam. Now, Yogi!
As a good friend and frequent guest on Dean's show, I was just as aware as the rest of America that Dean's charisma included being quite a ladies' man. They all found him charming, suave, sexy, attentive, and, of course, the show made sure Dean was surrounded by them. He came in once a week and found the studio filled with gorgeous girls. That's not a bad way to begin your day. Back in 1965, the show started this policy innocently enough.
Thank heaven. for little girl. Oh, little girl, get bigger every day. Oh, little girl, they grow up in the most delightful way.
I think one of them got my bottle by mistake.
Those little eyes so helpless and appealing. One day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do?
Then the dolls became real live ones.
Oh, I don't believe it. How come they can touch me? I can't touch them.
Girls became a regular part of the show each week with musical questions. Now watch this particular show and see how Dean handles an unusual situation. Remember, this is not an outtake. This is the way it went out on the air.
What is this thing called love?
You'll never know if you don't know now.
Take all these out.
Love is lovelier the second time around.
I'm beginning to like this game.
Mere alcohol, don't agree.
She made the mistake. I didn't make a mistake. If I get no kiss from champagne.
Don't bite your nails. You know what happened to Venus de Milo.
Well, you're off, okay. No, come on, let's do it again for you. It's all right, sweetheart. It'll just come out of your check. Let's do it again. We all make mistakes. Remember Hitler?
Dean always kept it light and put everyone at ease. Watch how smoothly it goes this time.
Let's play, what do you say? A little game of musical questions. It's a funny little game, we love it a lot.
Okay.
As long as you don't try to put us on the spot.
Well, ain't this a kick, girls? Now, you know how to play. Just grab a card and you sing the question and I'll give an answer, okay?
Is this thing called love?
You'll never know if you don't know now.
Oh, do, 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 what you done before, baby.
Love is lovelier the second time around.
I'm no more into that. Hi again.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all.
Two different worlds we live in.
A On this show, Victor Borge attempts to show Dean his method of vocal punctuation marks.
It's a punctuation that makes it very clear what you are singing or what you are singing about.
Hmm.
So?
But you can't sing punctuation marks.
Oh, yes. My system, the phonetic punctuation. You see, I have a system I call the phonetic punctuation. And that means that you add sounds to the punctuation marks. So anybody who understands the system will know what it is all about. For instance, a period sounds like this. Could you turn the other way when you do that?
That's period?
Well, it's your show. You can wherever you want.
then what?
That's the period. Then a dash is...
Good.
And an exclamation point is a vertical dash with a period underneath. Then the comma. Quotation are two commas. Now, your left hand is the other way.
Oh.
Question mark is rather difficult.
Question mark?
Yeah. No, your... isn't long enough.
Oh. Anything else?
Yeah, just a colon and the dash.
A colon?
A colon. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. That dash, right? But what are we going to do it all? How do you sing these things?
Well, you sing a song and I'll do the punctuation mark, and then I will ask you to sing a song with the punctuation mark. Just get used to it. It's nothing.
Oh, all right. Okay, well,
I finally learned it myself.
All right. Remember the night? The night you said, I love you. Remember?
Now, why don't you sing, and I'll try the punctuations. Maybe I can do it. I don't know.
Well, I only sing for funerals, but...
All right. All right.
Oh, you can kiss me on a Monday. A Monday. A Monday. A Monday is the best. But never, never on a Sunday. A Sunday. A Sunday. Of course, that's my day of rest.
That's
you know, sometimes it doesn't come out.
It doesn't come out at all.
Then you save it for the next time.
Oh.
Well, here goes. I'll try something, you know. Myself, I have to do this? How can I do it myself? Fly me to the moon.
That's a good one.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Good.
In other words, hold my hand.
You can get clean on this show.
You sing now, Victor. You sing.
I get I'm crying.
You sing.
Yeah.
Maria, I've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. The most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria!
Wunderbar, what a perfect night for love. Where are you? Why is it truly wunderbar? Shall we dance
on a bright cloud?
sound of music, shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye?
A female deer. Red. Me. A name I call myself. A long way to run. So.
Loved working with comic characters, and a lot of us, like Paul Lynde, Charles Nelson Reilly, were invited back often. And Dean gave Foster Brooks his first chance to do his slightly...